We are back, the Gunsmith Show, right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Talking about kind of an acknowledgement, a celebration of the heritage of guns, gun ownership in this country. We're going to talk, move on and talk some about long guns and what they've contributed to the country here momentarily. But first, this segment brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
Well, you know, every Saturday morning we bring you this show, and we're proud to be here and glad to be here. It's part of our American heritage, talking guns on a Saturday morning, sipping free, fresh, hot coffee. Well, it was free to me because my wife made it. But
it wasn't free.
It's a cup of freedom.
Oh, it was
Dan.
Not free.
It's a cup of freedom. So, but most importantly, celebrate your freedom. Celebrate your liberties. And that's what we're going to talk about. And Tri-County Roofing wants to help you celebrate having a good home and keeping it safe. Without a good roof, what do you have? You know, your roof and you're getting the watershed away from your foundation gives you a long-lasting life for your home. So Tri-County Roofing can help that home or business. It could be your lifeblood. It might be your business. Without that roof on your building, what good?
They just did a roof for Brent here at the station.
Oh, did they?
And went out and checked it out. And he said, you know, you've got a couple more years still.
Yeah.
If you want to. And he's like, well, I think we want to get it done now. So you prefer to do it. So, but they're going to tell you what's what. They're going to give you a good price.
Yep. Yep.
And they do the work. They show up when they say they're going to show up. They just you can depend on.
Unless
them.
The weather them. Stops them, you know that's exactly. The only thing that can stop a roofing crew is the weather.
Yep.
But they literally have done two roofs at my house while it was snowing. You know, and because they could fit it in, they got it done, and I appreciate them so much. So, they've done a great job for me, and every time I've referred them, I get good results from every single time I've referred them. And this is years and years and years of referrals. So Tri-County Roofing, you can go to their website if you want, Tri-County Roofing of MidMichigan.com. Their number is 810-732-7740, but you can also link right to them from the GSS.com, which is the Gunsmith Show's website. If you have any questions, you want a warm referral from me, I'll be glad to help you if I can. So, but you can count on Tim and his crew to take care of your roofs. Now, I'd like to remind you during this segment of the show, I want to remind you to be good riflemen. And what I mean by that is...
Love that show.
Know your rifle. And remember, not to only rely on your handgun for your defense needs. Or those that try to handgun hunt only realize that they understand their limitations. You are limited by that gun. Handguns buy you time to get to your long gun. That's always been the rule. Your handgun is a last ditch to save your life or to get you to your long gun so that you can use your long gun the way it's supposed to be used at targets a long ways away. So, you know, when I deer hunt, I don't do a lot of tactical things. So when I deer hunt, I have a handgun for deer hunting and I have a rifle for deer hunting. Sometimes I use a shotgun, but usually a rifle. If the deer is nice and close, I use the handgun. If the deer is more than my effective range of that handgun, I use the rifle. And that's the same thing for your self-defense needs. Your handgun can get you to a place where you can get your rifle and then use it properly. So we talk about personal carry guns a lot on the show. You know, it's obvious it's a good subject because I get so much feedback every time we talk about what handguns to use. And seldom do I talk about your second line of defense, which is your rifle. So what is your go-to gun? What should it be? But they have limitations. You know, these rifles, they all have different uses. And I did a couple of posts this week on my Facebook page, The Gunsmith Show on Facebook, and they were good. They were very clearly defining the usefulness of the right rifle and what caliber to use. And then lo and behold this week, Dan, you know, I talk about the new calibers and it's like, well, the new calibers don't do a whole lot more than the old ones did. Hornady, one of the biggest manufacturers of really good ammunition in America, just put out a whole new launch this week on they're going to start to take their attention off the new stuff and go back to making the old stuff as good as they can. Because there's so many of these good old rifles out there, and we're talking calibers of 308, 30-06, 270s, lots of great calibers out there, 300 Winchester Magnums, and making them all they can be. So very, very cool stuff we're going to talk about in the show. So now your long guns are considered shotguns and rifles. They're all tools. They all have uses. Hunting, I use a shotgun a lot. Home defense, shotguns have their uses. That's for sure. You know, that sound of the 870 pumping, you know, that noise is the scariest sound they say a burglar's ever heard in their life, shortly before it sniffed out. But anyways, the point is shotguns and rifles have their uses. And what you have to do is you have to understand, the limitations of them and where to use them, where not to. So, personal safety, hunting, competition, long gun shooting, all the time has competitions. There's three gun competitions. There's long range shooting. There's, you know, now everybody wants to shoot 1,000 yards and not every gun can do it. We talk about 1,000 yard ranges. If it was that popular, there'd be 1,000 yard ranges in every county, but we don't have that. We have some 300, 250, 300, some private ranges are 600 yards. It's a lot of land. So how do you pay for all that land unless you know somebody that has the land and you can do that kind of shooting on? I'm blessed to have a couple friends that have big chunks of property that let us shoot 400 and 500 yards on them. And it makes a big, big difference when you're hunting, because you gain the respect for what the gun can do with the yardage. And then you also gain the limitations of your abilities. Because if you can't see the target good enough, you have no business shooting that far. If you don't have the right optics, or if your eyes won't focus that good, as we get older, our eyes change and our lifestyle changes and our hunting style should change to match it. So whatever you do, take the time and use your energy and have lots of patience to learn and aspire to be proficient with whatever you have as far as a long gun. So when we're like recently, I've got a scout rifle. Dan, this is a something that's been around for about 25 years. It's been pushed back to the guy that started the whole 450 Bushmaster craze, Colonel Cooper, in working with Tim in Holly. Tim Legender building the 450 Bushmaster, they had that whole scout rifle thing, which is it's a short bolt action rifle, but the scope is not at the back where a normal scope sits. It's forward mounted on the barrel and it's a long eye relief scope and a true rifleman's rifle. It's cool. It takes some getting used to. It takes time. And some people don't take the time to learn how to be proficient with it, and others do. And those that do learn that it's a great way to hunt. You get a different field of view because you're looking, you see the field of view a little differently than you do when you got that scope right up against your face or 3 inches from your eye. And the scout, I'm going to report a lot more about the scout rifle in this next year, because as my shoulder progresses and it's recouping, I will be using it more and more. I'm hoping. And it's a 308. It's going to be comfortable to shoot. I'm excited about this one. So that's another rifle that I want to be proficient with. I love my AR-15s. I love my bolt action rifles. And people say, you still use a bolt action rifle? I go, yeah, you know, I use a bolt action rifle because, seldom do they jam. Seldom do you have a problem. The worst things ever happen to me using a bolt action rifle is, sometimes the magazines will get a little funky, but, inside the gun, I had one neck of a shell break off inside the chamber of a gun. And it was probably because I used I reloaded that ammunition too many times and I might have missed it, but next shell wouldn't fit in the gun. So I had to get that brass out of the chamber, and it was a little bit of a job. I used a wood dowel and got it out of there and saved the day. But to make a long story short, there is so many great bolt action rifles out there, and we're going to discuss some of them. We're going to talk about some semi-automatics too, but what I want to do is get you to get that mindset that long guns are your go-to as soon as things progress. So when hunting, I don't know if that makes sense to you or not, but I'm trying to ease you into that mindset of not everything is handguns. So so fill up your coffee and let's get into this Easter weekend show.
What's next? We're going to talk more long guns next segment?
We're going to talk about the calibers to choose,
okay,
and why to choose them. So, and I think that's paramount. You need to make those decisions and do your research before you go looking for a gun. If yep. you're looking for your first one, or if you think, well, heck, Grandpa gave me one of those back yep. in 88, you know, and there it is in your closet and you're not using it. But yep. it could be an outstanding long rifle to use. And they don't all have to have big magazines and high capacities. They can be for sharpshooting.
Yep.
So
keep it right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. It's the Gunsmiths. We're not done.
No.
We're coming back.
We're about half done, though.
Keep it right here.
We're about half.
I think right about half.
There's more coming. We're like a good steak. We're almost done, but not quite.
Oh, there you go. Back after this.